What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello there. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So I believe I've counted, we've completed about 75 shows now, Kathy. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
And obviously, I'm not a professional broadcaster. I'm an insurance agent, but we can talk about what we know about, which is insurance. So that just kind of rolls off our tongue, doesn't it, Kathy? We do it all the time. We do this every day.
Yes.
What do you think about it? I mean, it's hard to believe we've been 75 shows into this now, but we have. And it may be 76 if I miscounted. But we've been doing this for, it's going to be coming up on 2 years now. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. Kathy thought I was crazy when I mentioned her doing this. Did you not?
Yes. He was teasing me about it, actually.
I was serious. You thought that I was teasing
about
it.
Yeah, I thought he was teasing that we're going to do this. But so, it's been a fun time. It's been a good, nice experience.
I thought it was relevant to everybody's lives. Yeah. Everybody, like or not, is going to have to deal with insurance.
And everybody needs more insurance.
That's right. Yeah. But basically, it's a part of what you have to do as an adult, you know, because when you have responsibilities and you have to drive a car or buy a house, it's just part of something you're going to have to deal with. I would think that most people don't like paying insurance. I mean, people are most gracious, though, when you have a claim. It's been a good experience. But generally, I would think that we're looked at maybe not negative a lot.
Well, we're helping people when bad things happen. I mean, the whole point of it is for reasons for, things that can happen. And we're trying to avoid exposures of things that happen. And people don't understand there's a lot of relevance to what we're doing because it can affect you in a very negative way.
It's going to affect your life. Yes. Now, this show is not, we are talking about personal insurance here for the most part. And we are in the property and casualty business. We're not a life. Well, we do some life, but we don't really do the health insurance. I made a decision years ago not to get involved in that line of the business. I'm doing just property and casualty. So with it being a show about personal insurance, we're going to veer off the track a little bit today and talk about some commercial insurance. Now, this is what I do. I was a risk management and insurance major in college, and this is more of my forte, even though I can do personal lines. But what I like to do is commercial insurance. That's what I've always done. It intrigues me. It's more complex. There's not as many agents that are willing to get into commercial because I think some agents are probably reluctant to get into it because it is more complex.
Right.
And I know things about, it's roll off like waiver of subrogation or just the things that we have to deal with. Sometimes I have to review contracts as far as from an insurance standpoint about how we can insure certain people based on what contractual obligations they've got. Now, with that being said, we cannot interpret a contract because we're not an attorney, but we can look at the insurance
requirements
in mm-hmm. a contract and make sure that our insurance policy is complying with what the contractual obligations
are. And we find sometimes that you have lawyers that will write up some verbiage.
They don't know insurance either.
They don't know insurance, yes. And so that sometimes you just can't deliver on those things. So we have to go back through these different things with the certificate holder or people who are requesting this type of insurance to make sure that we can get it right for you.
So today we're going to talk about workers' compensation.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being a personal line show, I'm like, okay, people are going to be like, okay, I don't have to worry about commercials. I don't have a business. But I got thinking that, if you have a job, mm-hmm. You should be covered, or more than likely are covered by workers' compensation.
Right.
So what happens to me as an employee?
If you're employed, right. Yeah.
What happens to me as an employee if I'm hurt on the job?
Right.
And that's where your workers' compensation comes into to play. Now,
the
injury has to be a work-related injury. It can't just be. And I probably should have brought maybe some examples here about where people were denied coverage because of, the one that sticks in my mind, I don't have the facts here in front of me, but I know on the news, it could have been as many as 10 years ago, there was an employee, I believe it was at a fast food restaurant, that got involved in it was something to do with a shooting. and the employee subsequently got involved with this and got shot, and then there was no coverage because they said it was not in his line of duty. It was not his responsibility to go out there and try to stop a attempted robbery or shooting. It may be a domestic issue. I'm not sure. But that just seemed wrong to me. Like, you know, if you get hurt on the job, you should be, in my mind, you know, I was at work when I got hurt.
Right.
Well, what we have seen, a very unfortunate claim before where somebody tripped in the office and we found out that there was no coverage. I mean, how can you be at work and not have coverage if you just fall and, you know, bust your knee? Well, there's something called an idiopathic workers' compensation claim. And I did some research on this, and basically, you know, sometimes they look at it like if you tripped, you could trip anywhere. So I didn't really like that way that played out. Did you, Kathy? And that was not good to know. So as an employer, there, workers' compensation is a state-specific law. There's a workers' compensation law in every single state. Unless being a borderline, you know, county between Georgia and North Carolina, Tennessee's not far away. You know, South Carolina's not that far, really.
No.
You have to, when you go across that imaginary line, you have just entered into a whole new realm of whatever the law of the state of Georgia says versus the law of the state of North Carolina.
Right. And they are different. They are different how they view different things, different injuries.
They even have a list of how much a body part is worth. I mean, maybe your pinky finger is worth $50,000 in Georgia. It might be worth $75,000 in North Carolina.
Right.
So it's a very dicey subject, and we've tried to preach this. Sometimes I don't know if it's stuck as much as it needs to be, but when you are a employer and you go into another state, you have got to notify us because we have got to address that on your insurance policy.
Right.
The workers' compensation will not follow you indefinitely into another state.
No, they will not.
Generally, well, first of all, you've got to have an insurance company that is licensed in the state that you're going to be working at. So, right. So let's say, Kathy, that we're a Georgia employee. We decide to go over, or employer, I should say, we decide to go to North Carolina.
Right.
Well, look at your policy, because we don't know if the company you're with now is even licensed to do business in North Carolina.
Right.
So if you go into another state, you go to North Carolina, and you've got a Georgia policy, you may not even be able to get workers' compensation or kind of on your current policy.
All right, so let's just talk about that. So when we actually, I have a customer that's in lots of different states. I always tell them, before you go into the state, before you sign some type of contract or do you get some, you need to notify me immediately. Not only for me as our agency, that we have the proper licensing to be able to do business in that state, but also the carrier, the insurance carrier you're with, has to be in that state. Your general liability normally will follow you.
Follow
it does you. Always follow you. But when it comes to workers' comp, that becomes a big problem for folks. They don't realize it. And then if the carrier is not in there, then we have to write a separate policy
for that state. Or find a different insurance company.
Either that. And that's a lot of work, especially with commercial. You just can't write it overnight. A lot of times you have to have a lot of time and effort to get all the stuff together to rewrite the person somewhere else.
Well, we're licensed as far away as Arizona.
Right.
We have a customer that does some sort of directional drilling in the state of Arizona.
Right.
So we had to get Arizona license. The company that we had him with actually was licensed in Arizona. So we made a change to his current policy where he's able to do that.
And see, the problem is we have to get the licenses as the agency. The agent who's actually writing it, we have to have them be able to do business in that state as well. We have to get licensed on our side. But then we have to go to the carrier and let them know, hey, they're in the state, how we need to handle this, what you guys will cover, you know, will you guys be in the state? That's a big thing to have to work out, especially if you go to a customer, they've already signed contracts. Hey, this your carrier with is not going to do business, and they don't do business there and won't be able to give you coverage there. We have to do a lot of running around to get them covered properly.
It's an issue.
It is a big issue.
So going back, and I hope I didn't lose much people's interest just talking about this, but, you know, if you're on the job as an employee,
right.
And it's almost like you kind of hate to go ask your employer, hey, do you have workers' comp? Because they're probably thinking, oh, well, somebody's just trying to file a claim on me.
Right.
But it would be a good thing to know as an employee if your business does have workers' compensation, because you'd be surprised a lot of people don't.
Well, the issue is, too, you have to think about this as well. we had people come and say, hey, I'm a one person, I don't have any employees, or I might hire a helper here and there. The state will actually require, has a requirement if you have three or more employees that you have to have carry workers' compensation.
So that includes, let's say we're a corporate office, say we're a corporation. If I'm the president, Kathy's the vice president, mm-hmm. and we hire an employee that's maybe they work 10 hours a week,
right?
That counts as three employees because they right. count the corporate officers in that number.
Which also with that insurance, you can actually, as the owners, you can be, or partners, you can be excluded from the policy.
Or included.
Or included okay. in the actual coverage and have that type of
Let's talk coverage. About that after the break. That's a really good thing you brought up, Kathy, because mm-hmm. you know, some people may not have you know, themselves covered in the works comp. You get to choose that if you're a corporate officer
right.
or LLC member or individual. So, okay, so we'll be back after the break. We're talking today about workers' compensation. And I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we will let you know where More Insurance Services is located. We have three locations. One is in Blairsville, located across the street from Home Depot, and we're also next to the post office. We're in the South State Bank building. And the wing by itself, we're not part of the bank, but we're in the building itself. So come by and see us there and see Ashley Miller, see Joanne and Cindy Odom and Greg Buchanan. Like to help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. We have another location in Hiawassee on 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right there in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building right next to the hospital. Can come by and see Rose there. And then our other location is actually in North Carolina there on Highway 64 next to United Community Bank. Right, that's our main office. And that office has, we've got Mandy Sosby, we have Emily McKeon, we have Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Vaughn Hobbs, Mark and myself. And we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there as well in Hayesville. Then we have another location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and we have Heather Temple and Velda Dockery. We'd love to help you with your insurance there in Murphy. Our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well, and we're right down on the main drag, right past United Community Bank, and then between Yonnie Community Bank and the Burger King right there. And we'd love to help you there with your insurance. You can come by and see Carrie Van Zant and Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and our newest person, which would be Cody Webb, to be able to help you with your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge.
Okay. So thank you. So
I also want to let you know our podcasts are on our website at www-insurance.com.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Kathy. So we're talking today about workers' compensation. It's relevant for everybody that has a job because if you're on the job, you should be covered by workers' compensation.
Correct.
This is a huge topic. I mean, it's basically, you know, we have to deal with this all the time.
And you see it on the news, I mean, on the TV yes, all the time.
If you are
injured, you know, whatever.
You're injured at work.
Yeah, they have all these during the day, for some reason, they send to run these ads all the time.
It's during the day because the injured employees, they're
home injured. Yes, exactly. So
I think that it's a great thing to have. I have seen over my almost 30 years in insurance business, I've seen some things that were very questionable.
Yes.
You know, if they were actually work-related or not. The Monday morning back claim coming in, somebody's got their back hurt. But be as it may, you know, if you're hurt on a job, you should have workers' compensation.
Right.
And there are laws there that protect you from this. Kathy mentioned before the break, you know, if you own a business, the first thing we got to know is what type of business are you? What is your entity?
Right.
Are you an individual? Are you a partnership? Are you a limited liability company? Or are you a corporation?
Or a sole proprietor.
Which would be, sole proprietor, right. Individual. Mm-hmm. Yes. So as the owner or corporate officer or LLC member, you can decide whether or not you want to be covered for workers' compensation.
Correct.
A lot of people don't cover themselves.
Yeah, the employers usually don't. They exclude themselves from the policy. Yeah,
if you're a roofer, well, maybe you. I mean, it's going to be so expensive. A lot of people just won't cover themselves.
Right.
But it is. It truly is one of the best things you can have if you're hurt, because it's going to. You have four different type of benefits with that. You've got the your medical benefits. Mm-hmm. You've got a rehab benefit. You've got a loss of earnings, which is like a disability type of payment.
Right.
And then you've also got a death benefit of the workers' compensation policy. So,
right.
So you've got really, it's very good to be covered. And I was at a meeting one time, and it was, they're talking about, just in an office environment, workers' compensation is cheap, cheap, cheap. I mean, it's like pennies on the dollar to buy workers' comp.
Right.
I think our whole policy for us, for all our locations.
Because we have a clerical type of classification.
Yeah, we have a clerical class, and we got a sales class.
Right.
But what was made, observation was made at this class was that these attorneys' offices, everybody buys it because they know it's such a good coverage. I mean, so if you're an attorney, you can get it for cheap. And then if you're covered, you've got really good benefits if you are
right.
If you are injured.
But if you're like a roofer or a general contractor, those different
rates. Those get very pricey.
Right, because the classifications and how it actually, they're based off payroll, what your payrolls are, your estimate payrolls. And they can be audited as well.
They will be audited.
Yeah.
So it's basically, there's a manual called a Scopes Manual. And it's basically the Bible of workers' compensation. And it gives you a detailed breakdown about what a job duty is that goes to a particular class code.
Right.
So we have to make sure things are classed properly, because the policy is going to be audited. And then the auditor come back in there and they're going to look at what... sometimes they've seen them change the class code. It might be a higher class.
Right.
And it's very dicey. I mean, it's probably one of our biggest headaches for us and our customers having to deal with workers'
right.
compensation
and if,
audit.
And if we don't really know, we always call the states, and typically like a Georgia or North Carolina NCCI.
Or the North Carolina
Rate Bureau to determine and talk to them about what the customer is doing, so we make sure that they're classed correctly. That's extremely important. If you put them in the wrong class code, that could become a big problem for them at an audit time or if there's a claim.
Yes. So. Like I said, how do you go to your employer and say, hey, Mr. Employer or Mrs. Employer, do you have workers' compensation? They're probably going to be suspicious you're asking that question.
Usually there should be a poster.
Where they clock
in and out should have type of posters. You're supposed to be posting in case of injury. Like there's different doctors.
There's a panel that's out there. So it would be a good thing to know where you work if your employer has got workers' compensation.
Right.
I don't think that you should. I mean, that would be something that you need to be very careful about, taking a job somewhere that does not provide workers' compensation. I would advise against that, because if you're hit on the job, then you have no recourse other than go get an attorney and sue your employer.
Right.
And that's why you're seeing all these ads all over the TV about have you been hurt on the job?
Right.
Because you're entitled to have benefits. A lot of times, by the state, it's going to require you to have benefits if your employer has more than, say, three employees.
Right.
But I don't go along with that so much as, like, here's my philosophy on it. I don't care if you got one employee. You need to have workers' compensation, period. If you own a business, you need to have a good budget. You need to have a good general liability policy. And if you have an employee, you need to have a workers' compensation policy.
Right.
It's just
right.
too costly not to have.
There are different. I mean, the state does bring out people to local rural areas to determine if they actually have.
The compliance officer.
The compliance officer.
That's when everybody's trying to buy workers' comp, because we've had people that didn't have it. And I'm thinking off my head, I remember a restaurant came to us, didn't have it. And this guy came through town and basically said, okay, you get workers' compensation or here's your fine. And
right.
so we had people calling up and getting policies. I know there was a restaurant we insured. I know that there was a pharmacy didn't have it, surprisingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be operating a business without workers' compensation.
I think the big thing is because where we're located, people think, oh, that's not going to happen up here. Or they're not going to know, or I'm not big enough to have that. And when we write any type of commercial policies for any of our customers, we always talk to them about it. Even though they're not asking for it, we always talk to them about it, because we want them to be aware of what they have and give them a quote for that.
The
problem is that when you tell them that and you give them a quote, oh, I'm not going to do that, that's fine.
All we do is offer it.
We offer
it. The worst one I had was we had a guy building his own house,
mm-hmm.
and he's not required, I don't think he's required to have it, but I said, look, you're going to be hiring some people. He was doing some of the work himself, hiring painters and whatnot. And I was like, okay, I know you don't, I got to let you know this. Somebody gets hurt out there even though you may not be required to carry them from a legal standpoint, if they get hurt, you're going to be still dealing with it. And so I sold him a workers' compensation policy when he was building his own house. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Somebody fell off a ladder, and they were airlifted. And thank God he had it, because he didn't have to deal with all the fallout the insurance company did. So it's something that you need to know if you have workers' compensation, if you're an employee working for a job. So, all righty. Well, Kathy, I guess we could talk some more about this, couldn't we? Barely scratched the surface what we have to deal with workers' compensation, but it's a necessary thing if you are in, have a job or an employer. So, all right. So today's been our workers' compensation show. I'm Mark Moore. This is Kathy Moore. We are broadcasting on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.